Hello guys, sorry for the noise and the way I'm speaking. And first of all, I want to say welcome to Let's Talk Millennial. It's been long, I think a year plus. Yeah, because now I'm almost a year, because I was, God blessed me with the bundle of joy. And you know, taking care of such a bundle takes time, and there's so many things I've learned along the way, and I'm happy. And yeah, so today I just wanted to just do a preview of what I've learned and tackle this one specific topic. And we'll be doing episode on a daily basis because I really miss podcasting. So let's get into this. Being a mom is such an amazing thing. Literally, I'm just like a new person the moment I received this amazing gift from God and from the partner that God blessed me with. And it has been a helter-skelter kind of journey, but one thing I am very grateful to God is that my pregnancy journey was such a smooth one. I didn't have any issues like vomiting and all that. You know the process, people start vomiting. But for me, those things never happened. It was just a smooth ride until the day that I was delivering my baby. But telling you guys, becoming a mom teaches you so many things. It teaches you how to be patient. Teaches you how to be faithful, to be timely, to be understanding, to always see the future in a different way, because you have now someone you really want to take good care of, and you want to provide everything that this person this bundle of joy that has come into your life, to ensure that they don't miss on anything. So today's topic, I'm going to talk about faithfulness. How to be faithful, even in your endeavors, in your daily activities, in that one thing or the things that you have in your life. For me, I can say being faithful means that you get to do things knowing where you're heading to. Yes, you're wishing for them, you haven't yet seen them, but you know they'll come to happen. That's faith. Believing on something that you don't see, but in you're definitely sure that it's gonna happen. And faithfulness captures so many things. Captures patience, captures love, captures loyalty, captures peace, captures kindness. All these character traits, they form this thing called faithfulness. So we all know, when I say something about faithfulness, there's something that clicks in your mind. Loyalty in everything you do, persistence, patience. It clicks differently into different people's mind, the way they perceive things and all that. But in my case, I'll talk about faithfulness in God first, faithfulness in my pregnancy journey, and faithfulness in my endeavors and faithfulness in what I'm currently doing. So faithfulness from God. It was once a wish that I become a mother, and I was so specific on the dates, on the age, the time. And this was the period when I was still in school, in college. And let me tell you what's a powerful. There's a session in my podcast that I've talked about how powerful words are. You can go and listen to it. It's so, so good that you listen to that part. You be careful on what you speak and what you utter, because words are powerful. So, I remember, I said, and I quote, at this specific age, before I finish my college, definitely, you know, I'm young, I want to be a mom. I want to experience, to have a different experience in life. And as I go to adventure in my endeavors, in my interests, in my investment, I want to have this person, this bundle of joy that I get to enjoy every journey with. And definitely God had, and he was really faithful. I was so specific even about the pregnancy journey. I said I didn't want to feel any pain. I just wanted a smooth pregnancy. And that's what I was given by God. He was faithful to grant me the desires of my heart. And voila, the day came. I even didn't know that I was pregnant. I came to find out that I'm pregnant when I was, I think, 6 months old. 6 months later, it's when I found out that I'm pregnant. I didn't even know I was pregnant. And it was the best news ever. Meaning, two semesters, the first trimester and the second trimester, it just happened. And because I didn't know that I was pregnant, the baby wasn't like, you see the complication that comes with those two trimesters. Nothing happened, but who is God? God was faithful. So in my third trimester is when now people started seeing that I'm growing big and all that, but the belly wasn't seen. And the journey was so smooth until the day that I delivered. I only felt pain during the delivery period. I could see people, you know, when you go to the wards pregnant, when you take your lady or a woman and she's pregnant to the hospital, you get to hear different people who have different pregnancy journeys. You get to see. But for my case, I didn't feel any pain until the time for delivery. And that's how God was faithful, because exactly what I prayed for is what I was given. And here comes my bundle of joy. So, the second part, faithful in my pregnancy journey. I think I've narrated the pregnancy journey and how God is faithful. And also in my pregnancy journey, I got people around me, my close family and friends, and they were there, they encouraged me. They did whatever they would do to make sure that I didn't have any complications when I told them that I was pregnant. And literally I can say it's good to have fewer people in your life who really care for you genuinely. The key word is genuinely. And I'm grateful to God that I have few people whom I can see they genuinely care about me. And now that I have brought somebody in my life, you know, my generational person, like a young child, I'm happy. So faithful in my pregnancy journey, people were so faithful. They used to have time for me. They would come and tell me positive words. They would build me up. They prepare me for the pregnancy journey. When the baby comes, this is what you do, blah, 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 you know, the stories, and everybody is happy. They want to see this face of this child. Tumemulea sana, sasa tunataka kuona sura ya huyu mtoto. So they are happy waiting for this bundle of joy so that they can celebrate. And it was quite an interesting journey. So, faithful in my endeavors. Now that my baby is about turning around 6 months, you know, that journey, you add 9 plus 6, that's a year, and I think some 3 months or so. And definitely you have dreams, you have passion that you want to do, you strive to do, you are learning. And I'm grateful because in my endeavors, I'm now a graduate, graduated sometimes back, I think a few months ago, and now holding my certificate, at the same time having a bundle of joy in my life. Now I'm striving to look for a job or even do online jobs, because everything nowadays is online, or doing digital content, managing social media for people and all stuff, and so many things that I do online just to see what I can do and see if I can meet some of my needs and some of my baby's needs. And I can say indeed I've been faithful in whatever I've been striving to do, because the biggest part of my time goes to my baby. And I can say again, and I keep saying this because I'm blessed to have these people around me, because they always have time to take care of my baby as I also strive in my passion doing this digital content and all that. You know, getting time while you have a kid sometimes can be tricky, but when you have people who are always there for you and they want you to succeed as much as you have other responsibilities, they also want yourself to succeed as a person. And I'm grateful to God because not everybody gets to have such people in their lives, but I'm lucky. I may not have all the money in the world, I may not have the best things in the world, but one thing I'm very, very grateful to God is that I have real people who tell me real things. They address my real issues and they pinpoint my problems and give me solutions. And they help me within that journey. They walk with me. And wherever they are, because I know they'll be listening to this podcast, I want to shout out to them and say thank you. Thank you for always being there for me. Today it's me, tomorrow it's you. And when my time comes, I'll always be there for you. Same case to my baby. My baby. I know even when you grow older, you listen to this podcast of your mother called Let's Talk Millennial. I pray that someday that you get to listen to these things, get to internalize, treat people fairly and equal. Don't judge. Just know that mother loves you and will always love you, because there's nothing greater in this world than to love somebody selflessly. Oh, that word is so hard. Yeah, so I've been faithful in my endeavors in everything that I do. I put trust in God for whatever I want to achieve by the end of the month. And God has really shown himself through all these things that I've been doing. And it's good to be faithful. Be also faithful to your partner. Whatever they do, you remain faithful. You remain patient. Don't do something that will alter or change anything. Be true. Be real to yourself. Keep that in mind, because that's the best weapon that overcomes cheating, that overcomes jealousy. Being good, being real, and being faithful and truthful to yourself. So I hope this episode, as you listen to it, because I've talked so many things, which we know the keyword was faithfulness, but there's so much that you can learn from whatever I've said. So I'm gonna leave you, and we're gonna chat in the next episode, and I hope that it inspires you wherever you are. So it's a bye from me, and we'll see you later. And don't forget to support me with any amount you have in my podcast, so that you can reach so many people and get to spread the good news. So it's a bye from me. Ciao.